This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he swings and drives one high in the air, deep left field. Eli White going back to the track at the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's gone. And Turner has taken Iglesias deep here in the ninth inning. Phillies are back in front on the solo shot by Trey Turner. His first of the year. And what a time for it. It's 4-3 Phillies.
What a time indeed. What a game last night. Phils win down in Atlanta. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today, including some very interesting things said yesterday by BG. The draft is 2 weeks from tonight is the first round. We'll get to you people as well, and a lot with the NFL, and including a situation we're monitoring. But we start with the Phils. What a win. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I know that we're living in trying times, but still, if I go in the grocery store, I should be able to get exactly what I want. I shouldn't be told that I can't do this, that, and the third, especially when you're at the deli part of the store.
But they didn't have what you wanted?
No, man, they didn't give me what I wanted, but I didn't make a stink.
That's what Daily Douglas is for.
Yeah. I didn't make a stink, but I went into the store yesterday. I'm not going to say which store it was. And so, you know, I went to the part where they already had a prepared meals or whatever. Because, you know, I'm back on my health kick, so I went to get some protein.
Shredding season.
So I went to get some chicken, right? Yep. So, you know, you get an 8-piece for like $7. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I asked for 8 thighs. Lady told me I can't have 8 thighs. She said I can give you 4 thighs and 4 drums.
They're rationing thighs and drums?
I was thinking, and you know, I didn't want, it was like, she was a nice lady.
Yeah.
And you know, it was right after I got off of work, so I was a little tired, you know, dealing with y'all all day. I was tired.
Sure.
So it was no pushback. I started pushing back after I bought the chicken.
Well, I would like a thank you note from that lady because of us. She was let off the hook yesterday.
Because normally, because I would have been like, well, hold up. why can't I get what I want?
Yeah.
But she presented it in such a nice way. And that's another thing. If you say something the right way, you'll probably get better results.
Well, that I agree with. Tone makes a big difference.
Yes, because she was like, hey, she said, and she said it in such a nice way. She said, I can give you 4 drums and four thighs. And I was like, okay.
I'll take it, lady.
But then when I got to the counter, I was like, but that wasn't what I wanted.
That's not what I ordered.
And so now I just said, you know what? I'm not going to say nothing to her because she was nice. I'm just going to come here and talk bad about it on the radio.
Well, you have a platform every day. All right, 215-592-9494. We're not going to talk bad about Trey Turner today or Taijuan Walker. That was a big win last night. That was back and forth. That had an atmosphere, that game, to it.
Playoff atmosphere.
It did. I mean, the Phillies Braves games always do, but that was a great game last night. Back and forth. More of a pitch. It's funny.
It was a pitcher's duel.
The opposite, right? Because 2 nights ago, it was Sale and Wheeler. We all thought that would be the pitcher's duel. No, that was more of an offensive game. Last night, Grant Holmes, who's Duke's got
Mr. Natty Light
himself. Mr. Natty Light, he's got an interesting look to him.
What did Kyle say? Drinking Natty Lights and ripping smokers?
Yeah, some heaters yesterday.
Ripping heaters. That's what it is.
Yep, but it was a pitcher's duel. And look, your guy Taiwan did well back and forth. And Trey Turner, and I feel like I've given him a lot of credit so far this year. I like the way he's played so far this season.
Yeah.
He's been better in the field.
Yes.
He's run the bases. But the one thing Trey hadn't had until last night was a big hit, right? He's had some singles. It was okay.
Yeah, that home run was money. That was money.
Yeah, that felt like a big win last night because, you know, the beginning of the season was great. But if they had lost the first two in Atlanta, we'd be like, uh-oh, is it going the wrong way? I felt much better when that ninth inning ended and they got through that game.
I wouldn't have looked at it that way, but I would have understood why you felt the way that you felt. Atlanta's battling for their life right now.
Yep.
And you could tell by the way that they were playing last night that's the mindset that they're in. You know, you talk about the pitcher out there on the mound last night. It was a little unfortunate at the beginning. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to say. A little unfortunate the way that he was throwing some bad pitches and we were swinging at him early on.
Yeah,
he was throwing some really bad pitches.
Early on, it might have been their worst game so far this year in terms of chase. They were swinging at a lot of stuff out of the strike zone.
It was one pitch he threw that barely made it across the plate.
Yep.
I was like, hell, I threw that the first time I went out there trying to throw the
ball. When you're comparing a major leaguer to your first pitches, it's not great. But how about your guy? You were close yesterday, not exactly a spot on with his line last night. So Taiwan went 4 2/3, but of scoreless baseball.
Yeah.
Hugh, I got to tell you, I didn't see this coming. And do I think he's going to pitch this great the whole year? No. But I feel like he's serviceable again. Like the Taiwan that we've seen so far this year reminds me of the Taiwan 2 years ago, where he pitched for most of the season. He wasn't great. It was fine, but he was part of your rotation. He looks way better than he did last year.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, Joe. He had that fourth and that fifth inning.
You were more worried.
Oh man, when he loaded the bases, and I was like,
take him out.
It was because that's what I asked. I was like, should you take him out? And he was like, no, let him go one more because of the way you feel about our bullpen,
which it's not very good.
Well, it's not great, but it was one of it was like how much can you flirt with disaster?
Yeah,
or flirt with danger, I should say, because he loaded the bases one time, and he was able to work his way out of that. And he did it again, and he was able to work his way out of it. But, man, it goes a lot towards you trusting him a little bit. But, boy, you got to give a shout-out to that defense that they had behind him, though, because they came up clutch. There were some clutch plays made on the back end of some of those hits.
There were. It's a really good win. Harper with the clutch home run, and then when they blew that lead, Turner came back ninth inning off Iglesias. Phillies win last night 4-3. Good job by Taiwan. Huge hits by Harper, huge hit by Turner, and I do like what I'm seeing out of Turner so far this season. But Hugh, as with every Phillies game so far, there's some good, there's some not so good, right?
Yeah.
And last night, the bullpen again, it's just thin. I mean, let's just be real about it. It's a thin bullpen, and last night they were trying to stay away from Kirkering again because they've used him a lot, trying to stay away from Strom. So we had the Jose Ruiz situation. He's just a guy. I don't think he's super good. He's not bad, but he's more of a low leverage guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Joe Ross for more than an inning. I mean, those guys are going to give up runs when they came in. So the bullpen had some issues last night until Alvarado closed it down. But Hugh, the elephant in the room that continues to be part of the season, it's there, and there's no avoiding it now, is Alec Bohm. Hugh, last night Alec Bohm, 0-for-5, four strikeouts last night. I also thought he looked his worst in the field last night. I'm starting to wonder if he's taken out the frustrations at the plate back into the field, which you never want to see. He is hitting so far this season 178, 10 strikeouts to just one walk. They've got an Alec Bohm problem. We talked about this a couple days ago.
Mm.
But now we've reached the point where I don't think they could ignore this anymore. And I'll come around and tell you, tonight for me, Castellanos, who's been way better than Bohm so far this year, has to be in the cleanup spot. I'm dropping Bohm in the lineup immediately. They can't let him hit cleanup anymore because I was shocked that the pitcher last, I know he was a lefty, I was shocked they pitched to Harper. Because if I'm the opponent right now, I'm not throwing anything to Bryce Harper when Bohm is behind him. Or the same thing when it comes to Schwarber, depending on the lineup that day. Whatever guy, it's Schwarber or Harper around him in the lineup, I'm not pitching to those guys. I'm pitching to Bohm. I would drop him in the order. Hugh, what's your thought right now on Bohm? He looks like he's wearing all these emotions, and what do you do with him? Because it's not a game or two now. We are 10 full games in, and he doesn't look like the guy he usually is. He looks way below that guy.
Allow me to long talk for a minute because I think it's warranted because I understand where you're coming from. Everything that you're saying, I agree with to a certain extent. But here's the one caveat, Joe. You won yesterday. And I feel like to make those drastic changes after you win is probably unwarranted. Now, you want better play from him. There's no question about that. You want that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
But I think that you're trying to salvage what you can from this player, because I still feel like, even though there was the rumors that they were trying to trade him and everything, he's still here. That's a fact. He's still here. And you don't want him to get any further in his head than he already is. So I feel like this. I understand exactly where you're coming from, and normally I would be on board with that if the circumstances were that they won. So I'm going to say stand pat on this.
So you're just going to be a do-nothing Douglas.
Well,
on this
right.
One.
See how you turned it to do-nothing? I did a great job of setting that up, because it makes no sense to do it right now. Now, as we progress through this, and the fact that we're going to St. Louis next, right?
Right. Tonight in Atlanta, then St. Louis this weekend.
Yeah, and hopefully he can go down there and he can have a bounce back.
Well, he's from that area. Family usually goes to those games in St. Louis. Maybe it's a comfortable spot for him.
When Taiwan Mama came to the game, he showed out for her. So hopefully,
maybe we need Mom.
You can't do it the week before he go home.
Well, but I also have to put the team over Bohm here. Right? So to me, there's three options. 215-592-949 for your reaction to the win. Huge homer by Turner. Huge homer by Harper. Alvarado closed it down after the rest of the bullpen shaky as well. But the Bohm situation, where do you come down? To me, there's three options. They could do nothing, right? They could just keep riding it, and because at some point, to your thought, Hugh, he's a .275 career hitter.
Yeah.
Eventually, though, he'll.
What was the saying? You hit what you was on the back of your baseball card.
Eventually,
or whatever, eventually,
you would think he'll rebound. Okay, so that's option one. Option two is what I want to do, which is drop him in the lineup tonight. I want to take some pressure off him, because I do think there's pressure hitting third or fourth every day. Drop him, you know, wherever, 8, 7, 8, 9, somewhere towards the bottom of the order. Probably 7 or 8, 9 feels like it's a marsh spot. But put him towards the bottom of the order and get Castellanos has hit well this year. I think Castellanos has done a good job, and I trust him way more to get a big double in a big spot or a home run than Bohm right now. So put Castellanos in the middle of the order. I drop Bohm. Or there's option three, which is just bench him and put Sosa in, because Sosa right now is giving you better at-bats. The only thing with that, Hugh, I'm starting to wonder if they're going to lose him fully mentally. Like, the offseason happened. He knows they tried to trade him. Early this season, you spoke about this, that the players are very vocal how much they love Sosa.
I think
if
that's
they
the
bench
biggest
him
thing,
tonight,
Joe.
I wonder if you're just going to lose him totally.
That's the thing. And I understand where people are coming from, because for a lot of fans, we talk about money when it comes to players and what you should get over. I got to tell you, it's not as easy as it sounds. And we're dealing in a day and age where I was telling a story this morning about how players are different. Number one, they make more money. And especially nowadays, they're more in tune to their psychological, you know, makeup more than any time that I could ever remember, which is a good thing. So you have to figure out not only how to get the best out of the players that you have, but also have them in a great mental space. That's the tough thing about it. And I think that and all of this to me started when his teammates started praising Sosa. That's when it felt like it started to get worse and worse for him as far as his attitude.
It's snowballing.
And last night was the first time, because I've seen it on his face, but he really wore his frustration on his face last night.
He did, down the first baseline after making an out. Last at-bat when he struck out and he looked like he started to argue with the ump. That's typically unlike Alec Bohm.
Yeah.
So a couple days ago, I mentioned Bohm's body language. It drives me crazy. It's Carson Wentz-esque. There's another thing when it comes to the mental. And when I say lose him, you know, Ben Simmons is a villain here now, right? But Ben Simmons at one point was a good player. He wasn't great. He was flawed. But then they lost him. Like, the Sixers lost Ben Simmons. He checked out mentally. And I think we're on the verge of Bohm checking out mentally. They gotta hone in on this. Otherwise, they're going to lose this player. He's fragile mentally. And right now, it feels like he is totally in his own head. 215-592-9494. What do you do with Alec Bohm? All right, so Hugh wants to just leave him alone. Let him be. I'm dropping
Typical.
Him. Yeah, do nothing Douglas over here. I'm dropping him in the order tonight. He can't hit cleanup for me anymore. There's just no way he's a cleanup hitter right now on a team that's trying to do anything seriously. Kyle, what are you doing tonight with Alec Bohm as he goes 0 for 5 last night? And it's just a terrible start to his season.
Yeah, dropping him in the order is not enough. Doing nothing is absolutely not enough. No. I can't even believe this guy right now. We have an alarming situation going on, and it needs to be handled with the utmost urgency. Everything that Topper's done, the organization's done, the team has done this season has showed me that they are operating with an enhanced sense of urgency. Alec Bohm is the only one that hasn't been adhering to that. And I think the biggest message that they can send to him and the team that they're taking all of this in every game and every moment very seriously is by putting his ass on the bench. If they lose him, then guess what? You found out that you don't have a guy that you can go to war with come October. And maybe that means that accelerates the timeline of what you do with him. If you want to trade him at the trade deadline and get something that can actually help this team go win a championship, then fine. I want to find out. The lever I'm pulling is I want to find out really what this guy's made of. Put his back all the way against the wall. Put some splinters in his ass and see how he responds to that. I'm benching Alec Bohm because I'm sick of the nonsense.
That was strong.
I think you get one of two things that happen. He responds to it in a productive way. He comes back, realizes, okay, after all the trade rumors this offseason and now this, that it's really time for me to turn this thing around. Or, like I said, they lose him and then you know what you have. The time to find out for me is now. I'm done waiting. I know it's early, but I want them to treat this with a sense of urgency.
What's interesting is they already tried something like this, right? Because they sat him on Sunday and Sosa played. What's interesting is Topper put him right back into the middle of the order. Like, Rob, wake up. He can't. If you keep hitting him in the middle of the order, you're screwing your team. Like, right now, he's giving you zero. I mean, last night, 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. Hugh, that's why I think it's all in his head now, because, like, Bohm's not great. He's pretty good, but he didn't strike out much. This is unlike him. He looks like he's fried mentally, not physically, mentally. That's why people call and they say, well, he had 97 RBIs last year. I don't care about that. He doesn't look like that guy right now.
No, he doesn't. But you also see, here's the thing in this situation that's happening. Yes, they did try to trade him last year.
Publicly.
I mean, they didn't
deny it at all.
And they came back and they amended that. I'm thinking back on some of the things that I've heard him say and where I feel like this spiral has started. At the beginning of the season, he talked about how he was grateful about being in this situation because he knows that a lot of guys would have gotten traded. And he felt that, and he felt grateful for that. And he started out pretty good. I think that what he's doing is looking at Sosa. He's looking at somebody else's grass. And it's starting to wear on him a little bit. And not only that, he's listening to what the accolades and the praises that all his other teammates are giving to somebody else.
Well, the guy that's playing in place of him.
Yes.
Sosa.
And for a lot of folks, I understand people talking about the money. It's not about that. It's about being accepted and know that whatever you're going through, somebody has your back. And right now, he's probably not feeling that way. He's probably not, because it feels like with all of that stuff that has transpired over the last couple of weeks, that's where it started, when all of that started happening. When you start having Zach Wheeler giving ringing endorsements to Sosa and things like that, that's when it feels like to me that his attitude started to get progressively worse.
Yeah, it's not good right now. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the win last night, huge home run by Turner, huge home run by Harper. Huge guy, Taijuan Walker, that's a good job. I know it's not six innings or seven innings, but I'll take 4 2/3 scoreless against the Braves. Good job by Taijuan last night. Phillies get a nice win, but the Bohm situation, what should they do tonight? I would drop him in the order. Hit him eighth, put Castellanos in the four hole. I cannot have this guy hitting cleanup. He wants to leave it alone. Let him ride it out. Do nothing, Douglas. And Kyle wants him to have some splinters in his ass. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Told You So Douglas Day.
That's every day around here.
See, I never do that.
Every day around here. Yep. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I got a new hue. We got Nostradamus Douglas now.
We've had Nostradamus.
Yeah, we have. He's the Taijuan Whisperer right now is what he is.
Hey, got to pay the man his respect, though. Taijuan still got a zero ERA.
I know.
He fell one out short of Hugh's prediction of 5 shutouts, so.
I mean, it's close, but yeah. He gave me heart palpitations.
While you talk, Chris, I'm going to check in on Taijuan's Cy Young odds for Hugh. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, let's get back to reality here. Alec Bohm, get some pine, you bum. I am sick and tired of baby Huey sulking and stomping his feet. He is absolutely terrible and is complete and utter trash, and I'm tired of it. And I have a solution. I have a solution that fits another need of ours. And Joe, I think you're going to like this. We trade him for a bullpen arm, and that's not outrageous. We can get a good or very good bullpen arm for him. Get him out, get rid of one of our problems, and solve another problem in the making. And you know what? Put Sosa there. I'd rather see Sosa. Sosa's far better defensive third baseman than Bohm, and he's not this cancer to the chemistry of the team and the sulking. And I can't take it anymore. And in the meantime, Joe, you're dead wrong. He is going to be in the lineup and you're going to platoon him with Sosa. He needs to hit 9. Marsh is better than him because they both
I don't know. They both stink. I mean, they both stink.
They both stink at the plate, but at least he doesn't act like a little petulant child and whiny, crying, like his body language is just so atrocious. Guys, I can't take it. I don't care about his feelings. I care about the results. He's hot garbage, and I'm tired of his stench and his stink. He's a bum. He's garbage. I want him gone. I'm tired of it. Alec Bohm, you stink, sir.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. All right, the people are weighing in there.
That was powerful.
Very strong. Do you like the Nostradamus thing? Do you like the Taijuan Whisperer? Because that's what you've become around here now. You realize that.
I have another name, but I can't use it on the air.
Okay. So that's an off-air name?
Well, yeah. I got to tell you in the break.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this.
I definitely get in trouble for that one.
If you come close to nailing Taijuan's start next time, I'm going to start betting this. Because we're at the point now where 2 in a row is pretty darn good. 215-592-9494. All right, Chris wants to bench him, hit him 9. Look, no matter what they do tonight, Rob Thompson can't, for my money, he cannot let him bat fourth tonight. Like, I don't think we're far away from teams intentionally walking Bryce Harper. I don't care that it's April 11th. He's not going to get pitchers to hit with this guy behind him. Right now, Alec Bohm is completely in his head, and that's worse than a regular slump. Like, you know, players go through slumps. So it happens. This doesn't feel like a physical thing where he makes a little tweak with his batting stance or his hands and he's going to be fine.
He's in his headspace.
You know what? There's been a few of them over the years here, Hugh, watching players in their own heads. It's actually uncomfortable to watch.
He's definitely in his head, and he's living in the last pitch that he swung at.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you understand that, he's getting up there to the plate where it looks like to me. And he's thinking about he's thinking too much. And when it doesn't work out the way that he wants it to work out, he gets frustrated.
Well, when he strikes out, it's an alarm because he doesn't strike out, right? Yeah. He's not like Castellanos or Schwarber or even Turner. They strike out a lot. he makes contact. So when I see a game where he strikes out four times, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is in his head now. Michelle is in Haverford. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, what a nail biter of a game last night. Anyway, let's talk about Baum. First of all, the last caller, that was awful. Baum just needs a wellness coach. It is in his head. He needs somebody like a BFF. And, you know, the teammates aren't, you know, they're talking about Sosa. And it's hurting him a little bit. But look, we can't beat him up. We got to save him. We're not going to trade him. He just needs a little bit of help.
He needs to be saved.
No, he is going to be saved. We're not going to let him sink. We're the city of brotherly love. We're not going to make him sink down. I mean, come on. We got to pull it together. We got to get him a little bit of somebody outside of the organization. We need somebody just to be there for him because he's getting beat up left and right right now, especially from your last caller, and he doesn't need to hear that. We have how many more games? 170-some games? Let's not destroy him now. Let's build him up.
So a couple things, Michelle. First, I mean, all in seriousness, I'm sure they have a mental skills coach on their roster. Like, he needs that. Like, he could use some help, and maybe that will help him. And then, half joking, are you suggesting a Trey Turner-esque ovation when they come home next week?
I'm not sure, but they need somebody. Listen, No trade in him. But listen, they need somebody outside of the organization. He needs a one-on-one personal wellness coach, his BFF, somebody that he can talk to. It's not just
I can't take it.
What do you mean you can't take it? Who is that?
Is this Major League buddies, Michelle?
What?
This is professional baseball, not Major League buddies. Needs a BFF.
BFF.
They had this stupid little daycare for years, and nothing came of it.
Is it Marsh's BFF? Don't they live together?
Look how it's worked out for both of them.
One of them needs
BFFs.
To move out.
Yeah. Get real.
Time out. Mental health matters. Mental health matters.
It does.
Did you guys hang up on me?
No, we're listening.
Michelle, we would never.
No.
We would never do that.
What about my mental health? This guy stinks. I'm tired of watching him.
You need some help too, but listen. We're here to help him. We're here to help him. Let's help him. I'll be his BFF. I'll talk to him.
Well, then, Michelle, we'll get you. Kyle will give your number to the Phillies, and if you could help, Michelle, I'm all for this.
I'm not going to do that.
Good phone call. here's my thing. The Philly, it's 2025. I imagine the Phillies have on staff someone the players could talk to, whatever you call it, mental skills, mental health coach, like a performance coach. Teams have this now.
Yeah.
You can't force him to use that person to help, you know, to talk to that person. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. At some point, though, if we've done that already, and I don't know if he has or he hasn't, they got to react to his performance.
Yeah,
right?
you got to be willing to move on. But I feel like it's too early for that.
Listen, the reason I'm not saying totally bench him today is I think they're about to lose him. Like, I think they're about to lose this player, and he'll provide nothing the rest of the season. He seems to me like he is on the brink of just Ben Simmons-esque, we lost the player forever. And I don't want to go there, so I'm dropping the lineup. I mean, he cannot hit four tonight for me. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Bone situation? Are you a do-nothing Douglas? Do you want to drop him in the lineup? Or are you like, Kyle, sit him on the bench? Where do you come down on Bone? Your phone calls. We'll let you hear what Topper said after the game about Bone. We'll react to a great win as well. And get you set for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.